I believe we're live, Grace.
What? We're live?
Crazy sauce. We're live for
I love it.
episode 89.
Let's do it.
Grace,
Yeah.
did you know I'm always hesitant to jump over big rocks when I'm running?
I did not know that.
No, I wish I was a little bit bolder.
You know, just a little bit bolder.
Yeah, just a little. I wish I was bolder is the way it should have been said, but I'm not good
Oh,
at jokes. I always mess them up.
that's all right. I got it.
Grace, guess what?
What?
A friend and myself got into an argument about getting lost on a long run. I don't know where I stand.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Come on, they're good and they have to go winning.
I love it. I think they're great. They're wonderful.
I don't get that from you. I feel like I'm an idiot and I'm God,
Perfect.
stupid
I would tell you if they were terrible jokes, and they're
joke.
not. They're very good.
I thought I did good tonight. They're funny. I'm gonna keep
You
them. Yeah.
did. You did great.
Oh man, how are things, huh?
Things are good. It's Monday. I'm hanging with you.
I didn't work today. I got to run with Marisa and Lee. It was a
Yes.
fabulous, fabulous Monday.
Yeah, you got to celebrate a little Veterans Day with Marisa and with Lee, so that's fabulous, and thanks to all of our vets out there.
Thanks for your service. All right, you ready to start this 89th show?
Let's do it.
All right, Grace, you ran 50-mile race this weekend, which was 37 more miles than mine. Let's talk about how your race went down on episode 89.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
You did the Stone Mill 50 miler, and I ran Tyodotten Trail Challenge. This show is about how our weekend was, I guess, huh? Nothing more. Pretty simple, standard show stuff here.
I mean, it's a good time to just talk about the weekend. Lots of people had a good weekend. Temps are finally dropping in the Northeast. And it's a good time to just talk about how the weekend went and what we have coming up for future episodes.
Yeah, it's become it's tis the se holiday season coming up, so we have some fun stuff, and the big man's gonna visit in a couple months, and the turkey's gonna be here, all kinds of turkey runs. Yeah, it's a good time of year. I like this time of year.
Me too. It's super, super fun. It's tough to decide. You know, you think by the time you get to mid-November, you're kind of done with the race season, but not when you're a trail runner. I mean, for road running, you still have some solid races coming up in the next couple of months too. So, it's still the season for running.
Yeah, I mean, you did the 50 miler that I did. Was that Tyodotten? There was the Harrisburg Marathon was this past weekend.
That's right. Rehoboth is coming up next month. Still some big races.
Plenty of stuff.
New York City Marathon just happened.
Oh yeah, it did. That was
That's right.
last weekend, wasn't it? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weekend before last,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
it was
Fair
still
enough.
fun.
But it's a big one.
Jill had a great race, and it was fun to see all of her pictures.
Jill always has great races, so
True.
it's just what she does.
Yeah. Jill and Jill. Actually, both Jills, who we know.
So you are like the 50-mile master this year. That seems to be your jam.
Yeah.
How was it? So Stone Mill, where's that? Somewhere in Maryland?
Yeah, Stone Mill is in Maryland. It starts at an elementary school, and then it just kind of follows these trails that are fairly close to civilization, but they somehow created this 50-mile loop that is almost entirely on single-track, rolling, beautiful trail. So it's actually close to like Catonsville, Maryland. It's not far away from DC. it's not in the mountains or anything like that, but they managed to put together this 50-mile route that's pretty sweet. You go down to the CNO Canal, spend just a little bit of time on the CNO Canal, and then come straight back up. So really, really nice course. And, you know, I did those couple of 50-milers in August, and I'm just having fun with the 50-mile distance. And I put out on the Facebook page, I was like, hey, when does registration close? Because if I do it, it's probably going to be a last-minute decision. And Scott Simmons reached out to me, and he's like, hey, so by the way, I'm injured. I already paid for this registration. They don't have refunds, but they do allow bib transfers. And so he transferred his bib over to me. And I'm like, well, sweet. If I get a bib, then I may as well run it. So I ran it.
Nice. And I had a question. I forgot it already.
Well, let me tell you more about this race. How about that?
Yeah, I guess. I hate when I forget questions. It was a good one, too. Oh, no. Okay. It wasn't really a question, but I was looking at that. I was looking at the results. The results were up, and it is obviously a super runnable fast course. Yes.
Oh, yes. It is super runnable fast course.
Yeah. I looked at the first place time. I forget what the first place time was, but I was like, wait a minute. That's not a 50-mile time.
Yeah. It is, like I said, it's a 50-mile race in Maryland, but Maryland, I mean, depends on where you're at in Maryland. Maryland can either be very, very flat, or it can be in the mountains. You know, not necessarily Pennsylvania mountains, but they got some mountains kicking in Maryland. And yeah, this one is just rolling hills. It's those kind of hills that you can run the ups, and then you can just hammer the downs. And it was definitely rooty. I will say that it was rooty and leaf covered. So everybody fell, but it wasn't too rocky. I mean, you could really, it was up and down. There were some flat sections like the section on the CNO, but most of it was runnable ups, which meant, I mean, you could just fly on the downhills. It was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. So what was the elevation gain for you?
I want to say it was 4,500.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it was not a flat course by any means, but it was, I mean, so much. I really, you know, 30 miles into it, I'm like, can I get a hill? Can you please? I want to hike for a little bit. But everything was so runnable, you really didn't want to hike it, you know?
Right. So tell us about your day. How did it go?
Oh, the day went great because the day before, I think the high temp was maybe 75, and then it just dropped way down. So we started out in the 40s. I think it got up to maybe 57. So the temperatures were beautiful. This is a race that's been around for a long time. So it's got the same volunteers everywhere. It's every year, it's the local, Roadrunners Club. So they had tons of volunteers. They had people at every single road crossing that were helping with traffic control. And those roadrunners were serious about, stopping traffic for us, which was pretty cool. The aid stations were great. Well-marked course. You know, it was a really, really well done race. I did have some trouble about after mile 35. I started to slow down. I was on track for a really strong finish. And then I slowed way down and talked to my PCP a bit about it today, and think I might have some stuff figured out. But that's all right. It was a good lesson learned. I did great on nutrition. I tell you, I hate that Morton's works so well for me because they're so expensive. But
they work well for me too, Grace. They really do. Like, not like they're made for marathoning and all that stuff. But like, I don't know. I never ever tested them out endurance wise to see how long I could go and still be able to choke it down, not get tired of it or whatever.
Yeah,
but they They do work for me. Those, even precision is very close to the flavor, and I feel like it worked pretty well. But yeah. They're very expensive.
I found them on, they did a sale, and it was funny because everybody knew about this sale because they limited you to two boxes. I got in on the sale, and I did Morton's primarily. Morton's and pumpkins, Halloween pumpkins. And
well, everybody didn't know about the sale, so thanks for letting me know, because I probably would have bought boxes. I don't know stuff. I don't surf the interwebs like you teens do and get on the grams and see all the ads and Twitter the stuff through the Facebooks and all that stuff. So
I forget I'm like 3 years younger than you, so.
Yeah, you're all hip and bussing and stuff, so you can't assume that I know what's going on with these sales and not telling you. That's what happened here, was you thought, "Ooh, Eric already knows," or maybe you didn't even think
about it. Get ready for me to tell you about all the sales, Eric.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
I would appreciate every one, because I am a bastard. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're setting us up well to talk about. Can we talk about one of the future episodes we're going to have? Can we talk about that quick?
I guess, but I want to finish about talking about how much you answered too.
Let's do that.
Like, I need all those sales. I live on the sales. I buy my shoes on eBay because they're gently used, and I have to look at the tread and trust the people or good deals. That's what I'm looking for, Grace.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're like a big property owner now, you know, big.
Oh, this is long before any of that. You're trying to make yourself feel better. Tell me the deals next time. Now let's talk about the next episode.
Very sorry that I hurt you.
Yeah, you triggered something here. I just wanted to tell you.
I appreciate the feedback. So I did Morton's and pumpkins and the aid station volunteers.
Wait,
I
when came you say pumpkins, you mean Reese's Pieces pumpkins?
No, the orange ones, the candy pumpkins.
Candy corn?
But just the pumpkins, not the candy corn, the pumpkins.
Pumpkin candy corn?
The pumpkin, but not the corn, just the pumpkins, not the triangle. The one that's like
bigger.
Pumpkin.
Are they bigger?
No.
Than the corn?
No, but I like the shape and they're delicious. So I buy a bag of just pumpkins. I put them in my drop bag in the aid station volunteers. When I came in, they're like, "You're the one with the pumpkins." So yeah, they're delicious.
Really though, the whole race you fueled off of Martin and those pumpkins and that's it? Or some aid station food?
I did Morton's. I did pumpkins. I did one tiny piece of cheese quesadilla and one tiny piece of grilled cheese, but that was it. So it was almost entirely Morton's. Yeah. And I was fueling every half hour. It wasn't like a cutback on it.
How many total?
It was a lot.
I know. I'm doing the math in my head. I know how much those suckers cost. I don't care if you got them on sale or not.
Hey, I was gifted a bib entry. I was finishing that thing.
You know, even it doesn't matter. They are pricey, but like if you find something that works for you for a race, let's face it. Like why even stress over it? Who cares? Who cares? You're spending all this money on stuff and preparing for these races. If you find the thing that works and it's expensive, so what? Just buy it.
Yeah. A couple extra dollars more. And it's like my energy level was phenomenal. It was very even. I was like, I just felt great. Oh, I did have one other thing. I had a sweet tea in my drop bag.
So let me guess, this cute little special sale is over now.
I have no idea. Their Black Friday sale is coming up. I'll let you know what's in it.
I would appreciate you letting me know, because that I do like to stock up on it just so I have it.
Yeah. So it was a good race. Heidelberg. Oh, the other thing that I thought was really great about this race is they do allow a 1 hour early start. Now I did challenge myself and I really wanted to do the early start to give myself some extra cushion, but I said, no, I'm going to stick to the regular start time. I stuck to the regular start time and I did finish in time. But for those people who need the extra start, or if they just need to finish a little bit early in the day to go about their business on the rest of the day, that race does have an early start. So it allows racers an extra hour to finish, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's quite a, I mean, I think there's a couple races around that I've heard that being allowed before, and it is kind of, I mean, it doesn't hurt anything. Let's face it, the people that want to start early aren't trying to win the race or anything, so it doesn't really affect anything like that. So.
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, you do get hung up a little bit. I think a lot of race directors, you know, they get stuck with things like permitting, and so they can't extend the race. But you can start it early, and they started it early and they said, look, we're not guaranteed that you're going to have volunteers out there. You're not necessarily going to have anybody helping you cross the road. You better know where to go. So they had some warnings out there, but I just thought that was a nice little offering that some races do. And I wish I saw it a little bit more, but, highly recommended Stone Mill 50 miler.
Nice. So, what sale item that I don't know about did you hydrate off of?
I started off with Osmo, which I've been using for years. And then honestly, I didn't want to get into my pack to get more of it. They had Tailwind at the aid stations. And my stomach isn't too picky when it comes to electrolytes. I don't do well with Element, but typically races don't have Element. So I went with the Tailwind, and I ended up being fine with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. It was a fun time. I made some new friends.
That was really fun.
Yeah. I made a friend.
They're true friends. They're tuned into the live show right now. Are they tuned into the live show right now?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Well, did you give them all that? Did you tell them all the good stuff of things you're a part of and who your co-host is and all that? Like, you
guys, I didn't want to be that forward. I don't introduce myself as, hi, my name is Grace and I have a podcast. How about you?
I know that's the problem here. We need to start doing that. That's perfect.
Although there were people at a couple of the aid stations, there were people who shouted out the podcast. So that was very nice to hear. There was one person in particular from the Hurt Running Club. Super nice guy. So that was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Some of the people listen that I had no idea they listen.
Yeah. It was awesome. So shout out to all the Maryland runners. They were very inviting and welcoming. I had a great time.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, Stone Mill, like I've heard about it since I've gotten into running way back. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long, you probably don't know exactly how long it's been going on, but I'm sure it's a longer one.
I want to say 17 years. I think that's the number that pops out in my head. But yeah, it's been around for a while. The guy, the race director, this was his first year of race directing. He was taking it over. That's a nice thing about these long lasting races is they can kind of keep going with the next generation, which is really nice. And I thought he did a great job. So that was nice.
Had a lot of runners signed up.
Yeah, I heard I want to say it was close to 300. So they get a pretty good turnout, I think, for a 50 miler. And that was the only distance, was just the 50 mile distance. So that's a solid turnout for a 50 miler in November.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again. It's only an hour and a half drive for me, which is pretty nice. Yeah. And honestly, like,
there's not that much that big this time of year.
Yeah, there's not that much else happening. The price wasn't too bad. And honestly, like, I just feel like it could have been a little bit faster on that course, but that's all right.
Right.
Yeah, it was a good race. And I'm trying to get down. There's a couple of races down in Maryland that I've been ignoring for a while, and I feel like I should be running them. So I've been trying to get down there. The Trail Dogs down there do a pretty good job, very similar to the Pennsylvania Trail Dogs up here. So I'm trying to get down to Maryland.
Nice. Well, good job on another 50 mile finish. What's that, number 3 for this year?
That was number 3 for the 50 milers. Yes. Yeah. Nice. That was my fall project, was to race a couple of 50 milers. I thought about throwing in a 50 miler on the treadmill just for funsies. But I know it sounds terrible, but I want to do it just just because it sounds terrible. But honestly, you know, I spent October with some friends who are not runners, who it was just good to spend some time with people who don't run for a little bit, and get to know how other people live outside of spandex and joggers.
I mean, so I've been there. I don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah, so but now I'm back. I'm back into it. So I got plenty of fun stuff lined up. Now, you had a fabulous weekend. Tell us about all about Tiedotten.
Tiedotten Trail Challenge. Yeah, that's a 10K and half marathon course up in Pine Creek Valley. Starts and finishes at Lower Pine Bottom DCNR building, which is part of the Eastern States course and an aid station for the Eastern States 100. Tracy Kremer puts this race on, does a fabulous job. I mean, the half marathon's 13 miles and 4,000 feet of gain. So it's pretty kind of like your race, really fast running. Yeah, no, not quite.
Same vert and a lot shorter of a distance.
Yeah. Three big climbs. Yeah, you go up one, come down and do the other two. But no, it's the spread at the end of food there, everybody brings crock pots full of soups and there's pizza and the desserts are out of this world, homemade desserts. I sign up and run this race just for that part of it. And, you know, obviously I see my people there too. So it's a good one. And yeah, I mean, so let's see, Becky ran the half marathon. This was her first time. I ran the half marathon. It was my second time. And then, Casey ran the 10K, which was her second time. And she freaking won.
Yeah, she did.
My youngest daughter, Casey, won this giant axe. I don't have a giant axe. I don't care if it's just a 10K, but this girl's holding her, this axe is like bigger than her. I still got to live with my wedges over there from World's End. But I have, so all three girls have these beautiful axes that could split thick wood. And I don't.
They could split a lot of wood with those axes.
Yeah. So that it was very awesome, though. She ran with John Schaefer. She wanted to run with John Schaefer. Everybody that we know, that you know and I know, knows John Schaefer.
Right.
It was amazing. They had a blast. I could see it in her smile that she was having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, as a dad, you can see that. You know, when you have your school pictures and they tell you to smile and you're like, eh. You kind of look like, you know, weird. I've never been a good smiler. But it's not.
You do have trouble. Can you try it? How do you smile? Do a smile.
No, it's weird though. But like, and I've always been able to tell it with my kids. Like, you can get your happy smile that's like totally real and sincere, and then you have your forced smile. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of real smiles yesterday, which is really cool.
Yeah, so. I saw the pictures afterwards. Big congratulations to Casey. Yeah. And just to clarify, Casey took first overall female for the Tiedotten 10K. That's just phenomenal.
Yeah, she's fast. And, you know, this is just, you know, for me, it's like this is confidence building for her, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just me saying, Case, you're pretty fast. It's like, okay, look what you just did type of thing.
Yeah. And running with somebody like Schaefer, too, you can see like, oh, I can run really fast at this beautiful race and have fun. And I think that is something that sometimes you don't learn it until later on. Oh, by the way, this is fun. I'm having a good time jumping from rock to rock and flying through the mountains. And so I think that's really great that she's learning early on, oh, I'm fast. And by the way, I can have a lot of fun with my buddy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's very cool to watch. And I didn't have to pressure her into signing up or anything, but it's the 10K is one giant climb. So it's over 1,000 feet of gain back to the start line at least. So it's not a very friendly course. Not many kids, I feel like, would, you know, really have fun doing it. So very cool to see. I mean, as a father and a current older individual, because I'm in my mid 40s now,
Yeah.
I'm so happy where I'm at. It's, you know, the running thing is, I'm still trying to figure out how I can do my thing and watch them, but it sure is fun to watch them.
Yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. And you, how did you and Becky do?
I was very happy. I thought the hills felt good to me for my training, and I felt great all day. I thought it was perfect weather day. I ran it good. I felt good compared to last year. I thought ran better than last year. And then I got fourth overall, which
nice.
Yeah. But then, and then I looked at my time from last year, and I was 5 seconds slower. Yeah, I don't care that I'm slower, but the fact that I was with 5 seconds, like, that's a lot of miles and a lot of gain to come down to 5 seconds. It just blows me away, this whole time thing.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. And even Casey, she was 20 seconds within her time from last year. That's just crazy how dialed in we get. Mm-hmm. Becky did well. She doesn't feel like she's super strong right now, but she enjoyed it, and hopefully it's a little boosted. Yeah. You know, push.
Yeah, well, she's, you know, she's back to school and everything too. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
We're trying. Yep. So yeah, I mean, Lauren's still going to do a regional race, cross country race in 3 weeks in Boston. It's by choice, not really something that everybody goes to, but we're excited for that. And then if she runs fast enough at that, apparently I got to fly to San Diego in the middle of December. So
hey.
Yeah, for nationals, which that's a long shot right now, but it's a possibility.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you need a substitute, you just let me know.
I will, because I might need somebody to pay so I don't have to pay for this. Lauren's in there getting ice cream, smiling.
Yeah.
I've
had multiple
people offer to go to San Diego. Yeah. But yeah, it was a good day, good temperatures, and anybody who hasn't done Tie Dot and Trail Challenge, it's a good one this time of year, because it's not, you know, it's hard, but it's not 50K or anything like that. It's a quick race and you're done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun weekend for the whole family.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, and Jen DeVore had a really good day too. She had some goals for Tie Dot and she hit them. And she raised some money the day before with the hair and half. So I had to shout out Jen. Yay.
Yep. And she got nominated for Idiot Runner of the Year. I mean, that's a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Idiot Runner of the Year?
I mean, if anybody has any more nominations, I definitely want to see them or hear about them. You can either post them on the Running Mullet or on the Run for Life group on the post that I had made a couple days ago, I guess. Just try to find that. I mean, it's pretty fun and laid back. We're not doing crazy stuff here, but I think definitely, you know, maybe a male and female, but I think it's a worthwhile award.
I think it is. And we're going to announce Idiot Runner of the Year on the show, right? When are we going to do that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it should be towards Christmas time there, huh? At the end of the year. I just wanted to get nominations rolling in, because a lot of people did a whole crap load of amazing stuff this year, and we don't have to wait till the end of December to decide that. So yeah, if you do have anybody that is amazing, make sure we're aware of it.
There's so many amazing people. I was looking up some of the results and just looking at a couple of folks, and I'm like, I don't know how you do this. Do you put a committee together? How do you figure out Idiot Runner of the Year?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's hard, especially this year. I feel like there's a lot, like this year, that's going to be this whole big bank of people that it's not fair. Like they all should be it, but I don't know. I have my ways, you know. I might look really dumb, but there's something up here.
There's something up there, and I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited. What are some of the things that you're going to consider? Can you talk about, like, you don't have to give away anything, but what are some of the things that you think about, or some of the things that you don't think about? Like, how important is it that Like the length of your shorts, by the way, you know, something like that, like short shorts. Does that give you extra points?
You know, I find it really hard because there's people that support Idiot Runner, whether they like to or not. I've never really asked them. They might do it because they feel obligated, which is just fine for me. I don't care. But somebody that supports the group and understands what Idiot Runner is, I think, has a little edge over somebody who just does amazing things.
Right.
I don't think that's really fair. Like, we're our own little niche community. We really are in the Idiot Runner Run for Life group.
Yeah. What about your last name? Like, if your last name is Kosek, are you allowed to still be nominated? Is that possible?
No. She's that any Kosek is immediately off the table. I'm on there right now. Yeah.
We're gonna have to create. I'm gonna create a different award that is called the Kosek of the Year Award. Kosek
of the Year. But I would never win. That's not fair.
And it's gonna be the best Kosek.
Oh, they got plenty of awards this year. I'm not worried about it. Forget about it. But no, the nominations of people of who people recommended or is thick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might throw them on a hat and pick one type of thing. I doubt it, but I don't know. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the show. Maybe you can help me too.
Yeah. Are you looking at, the difficulty of the races that they're completing? Are you looking at placement in races? Are you looking at stupid challenges they go for?
I'm looking. I want to feel everyone, every person. I need to feel them. Feel them
from top to bottom?
Top to bottom, underneath, and they're happy. You know, and
side to side, all the way around.
Yeah, and hug them. And
You want to feel how good of a hugger are they? Is that
big to me? That's big to me. Don't get me started on that. Come give me a hug or not, you better embrace me. I want a full embrace.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that have not a lot to do with running, I think, that are going to go into this decision. And I mean, I got to look at the list again, but I'll get there. I have no worry about it. And the best part about it is there's always next year.
Yeah, and I think that's something for us to also talk about on that episode is, you know, thinking ahead to next year and how you can either one become the Idiot Runner of the Year yourself or look for other nominations. And so I think we want to give away some tips to people. Does fanny pack choice count? These are things that I think maybe we can discuss in detail on that episode.
And not only that is I think it's important for people to be mindful of that fact that you and I are connected through this show and we have the running mullet. So you can be an Idiot Runner, but there's socks you could be wearing to increase your points. Or
that's true.
There's shows you could be tuning into to increase your points to show that you're invested in this award system that we have going here.
Leaving reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
doing Secret Santa, participating in that and doing amazing things. You know, there's more than just the running game and we need to see that. Yeah, that's, I think that's important.
I think that's good criteria. And that does lead me to another test that I did at Stonemail 50 Miler. So I did wear my running mullet smittens. I wore them as socks though. And you know what? So I wore my running mullet socks throughout an entire 50 miler, did not change my socks at all. No blisters. My feet were in great shape. So I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's good stuff. I will say there's no, they don't have any special makeup of them that make them perfect for running, but I've worn them on several longer runs and I'm happy with them. I like the length of them. I don't know why. I like to have a little above my shoe.
Yeah.
But I've worn them extensively as smittens and they certainly do the job.
That's correct. They do great as smitten. So it's going to be on our list. We're going to have an episode coming up soon about, we're going to have several episodes coming up soon. One of our episodes is going to be about that Christmas wish list. I'm going to be talking about some of the new gear that I've tried out this year that would make great stocking stuffers or big gifts. Eric is going to wonder why I didn't tell him about all these things earlier.
Sales.
But that's going to be a great episode coming up. We will talk about some very cool stuff that's come out in the past year and what makes a good gift so you can get your wish list ready before Black Friday. We'll also talk about some of the Black Friday sales that are worth it, some of them that might not be worth it. And we have other great episodes coming up. We'll have Santa. We'll have a Santa episode, the big guy. We'll have our Idiot Runner of the Year episode. We'll have that coming up. We'll also have an episode talking about everything coming up for 2025 and all the things that you can look for in the next race calendar. Things like the Roxylvania Trail Series, how to find all the fun races that you want to find for the next year. So we'll have another episode about that. So we got a lot of great episodes coming up.
Yeah, and also keep in mind those people that are nominated for Idiot Runner of the Year. Kaylee Frederick won that this past year for 2023, mm-hmm. and she basically just won the title. I never even gave her anything for it. So, yeah. You know, you can be the Idiot Runner of the Year and not get a thing for it. That's important, not a thing.
I think it's important that she didn't get anything. I think she should continue to not get things, actually. She fired shots at me long before.
Uh-oh, she's reporting.
Oh, she's listening. Hi, Kaylee. Hi. Actually, Kaylee was really nice. She was
Oh, now you changed your.
I know. This is terrible. She was one of the few people who reached out to me after Stone Mill and asked me how it went, and she listened to all my stories from it. So that was very nice that she did that. And now I will go back to shooting shots.
Good. I get to go to Arizona with her next week.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where are you guys going?
We're gonna fly into Phoenix. We're gonna spend a day-ish in Sedona, and then she's got a race just west of Phoenix, hopefully qualifying for the 24-hour national team.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Big, yeah, big.
She had a really big year.
Yep.
Again. God.
All right.
Just winning stuff.
You can't get Idiot Run of the Year twice, Kaylee. Get out of here. All right. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention about your deals that you don't ever tell me about, the sales that you could easily tell your co-host about, is, and I just said this early in the show, but I want people to know this because shoe sales are becoming non-existent, in my opinion. Running Warehouse was always my go-to. I always had a 15% off code. That got shut down. If anybody has a good code for Running Warehouse, hook a brother up, but even the shoes themselves don't go on sale as much as they ever used to. I know everybody has Sierra Trading Post has good sales. You got to catch it. You got to know people like you that know when the sales are going on. I don't know those people because you don't like me enough. That's neither here nor there. But I will say,
You got work to do. That's all.
I will say that I've had very good success on eBay, and you have to look at the pictures. You have to look at the description, but literally I just got a brand new pair of Hoka, the original Tectons, which are the first carbon plated trail shoe from Hoka.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that old. They came out a year and a half ago or whatever, but now they're on their third iteration and I'm not hearing good things, but the first OG Tecton was amazing to me. I wore it. It was my favorite trail shoe. And then they went to Tecton 2, which is okay, and Tecton 3, which apparently is heavier. Anyway, I digress. I just got a pair yesterday, brand new. It was make an offer, so I made an offer for $80, and I got their shipping for $80, and they're brand new. Like, there's no, I, I'm not getting scammed or anything. There's just people that must try them and not want them or get a bunch of them to make money. I don't really care. Yeah. But normally that shoe's like 180, I believe. And then you can't even find it anymore because they're on to their next models.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm sure everybody that's listening already knows this, but like if you have a favorite shoe, and not only that, the favorite shoe that's and the favorite model of it, like a whatever, Saucony, blah, blah, two, you can still find them at either brand new or very, very lightly used in your shoe size. And in my opinion, at very steep price cuts.
Yeah. Okay. Good tips.
My rant's over.
Good job. That's a good rant.
I'm sure there's other sites that people sell.
Yeah, use. There are. I'll tell you all about them.
Really? You got better ones?
I don't know if they're better, but I have other ones. Yeah.
I've used Mercari in the past once or twice, I think. I don't know if you ever use that, but
no.
Anyway.
Hey, one other thing, Secret Santa. I'm gonna be shutting this down soon. So if you want to get in on Secret Santa, it was super fun last year. And all you do is tell me that you want to be in on it, and I'm going to put you on the list. And then you get somebody's name, and you buy them a little present, and you send it to them. Or I delivered mine to the person's door because they weren't too far away. And
yeah, how ironic, you got a person that was close to you, and you're the person that sets the whole thing up. Yeah, that's cute.
If you would like to check my methods, you feel free to do that. You are the one who still won't come down here to visit me.
It was
like a 30-minute drive. I still had to drive like 30 minutes.
All right, that's good. You should put another post out on the Run for Life group, Idiot Runners Run for Life group, about that Secret Santa though, because I don't know how many you have signed up right now, but I'm sure
it's a good amount. Yeah.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah. We're gonna have a good turnout this year. So if you want to get in on Secret Santa.
How many?
I did not count. I just know there were a lot of comments.
Well, if I'm doing it, and somebody, was it $20 and under?
$20 and under, yep.
If somebody sends me something, it better be $19.99. Is all I'm saying.
Why?
I don't know. Just being mean.
Oh, okay, great. That's good. We need more of that.
All right. So Secret Santa coming up, you're shutting it down. So if you want to do it, get off the fence and just sign up and be part of Christmas freaking spirit, because that's what we do here.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay. Other shows. What are we talking about? Anything else you want to say?
We got Secret Santa. We have really cool episodes coming up. And Smittens. If you want a pair of Smittens,
We have matching socks that you could also wear the Smittens as socks.
Yeah.
We have orange Idiot Runner hats, that are brimmed hats that are going to be coming to you in the near future.
Yeah.
Sold like hotcakes.
Yeah.
We have Awesome Grace that gives good advice and gives you
discount codes in time.
Yeah. All right.
And Eric with his beautiful smile.
I know. It scares me.
So what are you doing this week? Is this weekend you're going to Arizona or next weekend?
No, next week. Next Wednesday morning we leave.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, packing for Arizona. Hunting a little bit probably. What's this weekend? I don't know if I have much this weekend. This might actually be an empty weekend.
Okay.
What nice. About you?
Oh, heading to the Black Forest Trail. Me and Callie and Angie and Erica.
Wait, for the whole loop?
Just the loop, but yeah.
What do you mean just the
loop? Not like the blast, not the 100K, but just the trail loop.
Yeah, the 44-mile loop.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds like a party.
It's gonna be so much fun.
What time does it start? If somebody were to
I'm
just
not telling you.
Oh my God. That sounds like a hoot of a time.
It's a hoot and a nanny. It's gonna be a hoot nanny happening on the Black Forest Trail. I can't wait. I'm bringing I'll show you what I'm bringing. Hold on.
So are we camping there, or is it just a day trip?
It is. I mean, We might have an Airbnb for the weekend, but
nice.
I'm going to bring this maple syrup that I got from the Tuscazor 50 miler that I did.
Yep.
And I think we're just going to do shots of maple syrup the whole time. I think it's a good use of, I got this as a age group prize. And I think that's a good use of that prize is to just take all 12 ounces of maple syrup and that's what we'll fuel with.
It's solid fuel. Ask Gabe Batdorf. I mean, he drinks that just during while he's racing. Maple syrup.
Yeah, I legitimately do use maple syrup in a lot of races. I wanted to test out Morton in this last one, but usually I use Endurance Tap. Right. So, but I figured between the four of us, we could probably down this entire thing.
Oh man, you need to make sure you take plenty of pictures. And we're talking a lot about this next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend.
I don't understand why I didn't get invited to something like this.
Well, if only you knew about all the deals.
Gosh, that sounds fun. Super fun. Mm-hmm. So there's no camping in the woods, though. You guys are going bougie at night and hopping off trail to a cute little
thing. We're going to do one shot. We're going to do all the miles at one shot. So we got the Airbnb for before and after.
Nice. This is starting Saturday morning, I assume?
Probably very early, like in the...
Right.
Basically Friday night, yeah. Saturday morning.
I hope the weather's nice. Weather looking good?
Weather's looking good. I'm going to try out some more new gear. All signs point to a fun weekend.
I want to take credit for something here because that's kind of what I do. Okay.
Okay.
I could be wrong with this, but would the four of you all be friends if it wasn't for the idiot runner, Ron? And that at least was a catalyst. You got to give me that, right?
So I want to say that Callie has an energy that I probably would have eventually.
No,
I think Erica too.
You're taking it from me. That's what you're doing. Why are you doing this to me? Just let me have it. It makes me feel good.
I think I met Callie at an idiot race. Immediately, we were good buddies because of the idiot race, for sure. Yeah, that's why.
I think it was a big part of it, and that's the best part about those races. That's awesome.
And I think that's probably the connection between all four of us in some way, shape, or form. Well, Callie and Erica. That was prior to the idiot race, but I believe they met each other through you, right?
Maybe. I wouldn't take credit for that, but it is cool that it plays some part of connecting people. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I love how the trails connect people.
Yeah. All right, Grace, let's shut this down.
Let's do it.
Anything else we got to tell the people?
No, like the show, share it, subscribe, leave the comments, and definitely tune in the next few weeks because we got some cool stuff coming.
Yeah. Maybe we got to give away stuff or something.
Sure.
Like free deals that you find.
Maybe you just need to smile more, I think. Or less. Less, actually. Just smile less.
All I can do is me, Grace. God. All right, good show. We will see you all next Monday at 7:30. Have a good week. Have a good fall. Get ready for Thanksgiving. It's coming quick.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish, Grace?
Stuffing balls.
Stuffing bowls?
Balls. They have to be in a ball shape, yes.
Oh.
A stuffing ball.
All right. Well, I want to dig into that a little bit next week and figure out why it's got to be a ball.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Take us out, Grace.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good week. Bye.
Six miles. Keep going.